Here's more Bob and the Showgram.
You see it half full. I see it half empty.
Oh, kiss my ever-loving butt.
That's terrible.
No. That's bad.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 and online at bobandtheshowgram.com.
G105, it's the Showgram. Dr. Wims is with us. She is our Showgram psychologist.
Digging up all kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Been with Creepy John's situation. We've talked about Kristen's situation. And now it's time for Michael's situation.
Give it to me straight, Doc.
Okay. Let me get yours here. Oh, okay. Mike's... this is funny. I chose pink for Mike. I should have chosen pink for John. So Mike's pink stress ball says, get out of your head. That's your one thing that stands out for my conversation with you. And basically, that relates to what we were talking about, how you tend to intellectualize, meaning you really like to analyze situations, problem solve them, theorize about them, which is a good thing in a lot of ways. But
just not in human contact and relationships.
Right. It could be a problem only if it keeps you from connecting emotionally sometimes. And we were talking about, your fiance, that sometimes she might not want all the theoretical analysis. And, well, this is maybe what this person was thinking, their perspective. She might just want emotion from you.
This
you
is
know,
a
support.
Large group of people that don't want to hear what he has to say. That
would say pretty much everyone.
Well, he talked about that. I mean, Mike realizes that sometimes that can make him come across as, you know, know-it-all or, you know, sort of sounding too...
Hey, don't take my bell.
I'm going to take this for now.
Yeah. He's aware of that, though. And honestly, for him, it's just the way his mind works. That's how he sees situations. And in a lot of ways, it's a really good thing. For example, he gave this one example of an incident with Lindsay where he could totally understand her perspective. And I was actually stunned to hear that that's genuinely the way he thought, because it's so contrary to how...
He lied.
To how, a stereotypical guy would handle it, that he right away thought about things from her perspective, tried to understand where she was coming from. And I think in that way, it's a really good strength. I just think sometimes, you might need to put that aside and just try to connect more with what's going on emotionally.
Now, if that was the case, if he does see things from her perspective and he's able to empathize with her,
right,
then why do they get in fights? Because he should be able to understand where she's coming from, and they should never be able to get in fights.
But because she never understands, she can never intellectualize the concepts or theories the way that I do, so it's always, that's the disconnect, I believe. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, but I think if you can see things through her emotion, mm-hmm. through her feelings...
But I don't always have to agree with it. And that's why there's conflict.
You see it, but you think she's crazy for
thinking
that.
I think people lie when you say that, because if you can see their situation... Then you would agree with their situation. I don't.
That's not true.
Yeah. If I know that you wore that shirt today, why did you wear that shirt today? Because it's gray and you feel kind of gray and that you just happen to reach and grab that. And you say, no, the reason that I wore gray today is because everything else was dirty. I would have to say, well, that's probably not 100% true. It was just the most handy thing to grab. So you see one thing, I see another thing.
No, but the point is more
like... Does that make sense? She says I'm a genius. Go ahead.
No, see, it's more as if, let's say, I just try to relate it to you. Like, if Lou comes home and she's like, God, this bitch I work with is, you know, such a blah, 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 blah. You know, the right answer, I guess, is, yeah, you're right. Whereas I normally say, let me try to understand why Lindsay's saying that. Let me try to understand what the girl must have been thinking to say that to Lindsay, or why that all happened. So I try to process...
You think too much about that stuff.
Well, that's her whole point, but I try to process it to truly understand the full thing is before I just emotionally react.
Okay.
And I feel like I have problems with that. I've been told that in every relationship my whole life.
Right.
And I don't know how to avoid that.
I told you how to fix this.
What?
Okay.
Put some onions in my pocket and just reach over and start crying all the time?
No. Dr. Wins, here's what I've told him. And he doesn't listen to me because he thinks he knows more than I do.
Okay.
But here's the whole thing. I said, look, you have to ask her, do you want me just to listen to you? Do you want me to agree with you? Or do you want my opinion? You tell me which one you want. And I've learned to try to start doing that with my wife because we don't know what you're thinking about. And mm-hmm. so she'll say, I'm looking for your opinion. Then you give your opinion. Otherwise, you know, she says, I just want you to listen to me. Fine. Now you just sit there and you listen. You don't say anything. Or she wants you to, you know, listen and be on her side. Okay, that bitch, I can't stand her. I'm with you. I don't know why she does that. Does that help at all if you did that?
That actually is genius, Bob.
But do you actually do that with your wife?
Yes.
No, I don't believe it.
See, I wish Bart would do that with me.
On my right hand of God,
honestly, I wish Bart would do that with me because we've had conversations. Sometimes I am looking for an honest opinion and I would like his insight. Mm-hmm. Other times, I just want him to listen and to be there. And then there's other times I need that emotion feedback and I want him to feel like empathy for me. And there's times I'll tell him stuff and he's like, well, maybe if you saw it from this person's perspective. I don't want to see it from that person's perspective.
Right.
I feel this way because that way I want you to feel sorry for me and give me some love and give me some recognition.
I told you this before, and this is the truth. This is the only time I don't do that. Sometimes if you do it too much, it drives them crazy. Like, so I try to only pick the big things. So, you know, if you do it every time she wants to talk about something, I've learned, she goes, will you stop that? Which, in that case, you go, yes, dear. But when you know it's a big thing, or she's done it 20 times talking about the same thing, then you have to ask, what are you looking for me? I'll do whatever you want me to do. What are you looking for me? And say that again one more time. What'd you say?
About the genius?
Yes, okay. All right, let's move ahead.
Would you ever do that, Mike?
I actually do a lot. I never stop her in the beginning of the conversation. I let her talk, and then I'll say, well, you know, do you want me to give you my advice? Or, you know, and I stop and ask her. And normally she says yes, so.
And then the fight ensues.
And then she goes, I knew you were on her side! All right, what else about Michael?
Well, that's the big one. The other thing is just kind of where he is with his life now. We talked a lot about how in this next year he's going to have a ton of stress. That even though he has a lot of positive events, like buying a house, getting married, having a baby, that those events carry a lot of stress with him, even though it's positive stress. So the other thing for Mike is just to kind of prep himself for these events and know that it's going to be a challenging year and that he's probably going to have to give Lindsay some of that emotional support and that sometimes there are going to be moments when they just need to connect emotionally and not, you know, do too much problem solving, that it's just going to be a rough year. And it's going to be a good year, but it's just going to be a lot of stress
on
you.
So they should have more booty.
Mike's like, yes, ding.
I don't have control of the belt.
Definitely before the baby comes, because after the baby, everything's going to change. And we talked about that, too, about Mike's love language is physical affection and how once there's a baby in the mix, his being on the receiving end of physical affection, it definitely changes when a woman becomes a mom. She's given all that to the baby. So we talked about that, how
I
he's going to have to.
Go get a hooker. That's
Bob Dumas. No, there's no ding. Retract ding. That doesn't count.
Yeah, what about a stuffed animal instead? Something cuddly that
Did
you can
you
hug.
Did you really tell him to get a stuffed animal?
That I look like a
That's
dog
better than a
corner.
Hooker.
Murphy. Get your love from
yeah,
Murphy.
Yeah, there you go, from the dog.
Yeah,
I get my physical affection from my dog.
Is there any reason why weird. Mike doesn't, like, as far as, like, on the show, Bob's cried on the show, I've cried on the show. Mike has never cried on the show. John's cried on the show. Well, John cries in the bathroom on a weekly basis. But is there any reason why Mike hasn't shown that kind of emotion?
I think that's, again, his character trait of being very analytical. And I think that that's safe for a lot of people. A lot of people who intellectualize do it because it's like a defense against really feeling things. And again, I'm not saying he's repressing all this stuff. I don't know you well enough to know if you are. But a lot of people, a lot of people who do tend to kind of stay up in their heads are doing it because it's safer than actually getting in touch with their emotions. So it could be that you're just more comfortable sort of on a, you know, an intellectual level instead of getting in touch with your feelings. But you also just may not be a crier. Not everybody's a crier.
That big bean of yours is your safe place.
How about when he laughs at others that cry? Whenever I cry, he laughs and points fingers.
That's just fun.
All right, let's do a break. We'll come back. We'll do some Hollywood headlines. We'll do some of that. And then afterwards, we'll talk with Dr. Wins. She'll evaluate my situation. And then we'll take calls from you guys, and you can ask questions. Would, you know, who's more likely to do this, or what's the problem with this, or whatever? And you ask questions with her and find out a little bit more. This is great for people who have just started listening to the show, too. So kind of you know who is who and what's going on.
It's I don't know if I want people to know this stuff about me, but okay.
G105, hang on.
More of Bob and the Showgram coming up next on G105.